Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
At the gates of Samaria, the big meeting was held, or so they thought. 2 kings, 400 prophets, all very dramatic. One of Ahab's false prophets even brought along visual aids. Quote, Zedekiah made horns of iron, and he said, Thus says the Lord, with these you shall gore the Syrians until they are destroyed. 2 Chronicles 18:10. How flippantly we can put words into God's mouth, saying, The Lord told me. When Micaiah arrived, he first gave a tongue-in-cheek affirmation of the prophet's prediction, quote, Go and prosper, verse 14. To which Ahab retorted, Tell the truth. Really? All right. Quote, I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd. Verse 16. But Micaiah reveals that the real war council had already been held, and Ahab was the battlefield. Quote, I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven. And the Lord said, Who will persuade Ahab to go up, that he may fall at Ramoth-Gilead? Verses 18 and 19. Various ideas were offered, until one spirit said, quote, I will persuade him and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. Verse 21. Strange as it seems, approval was granted. What actually happened? Number one, warning, the prophets were susceptible to a lying spirit, as we will be when eager to flatter. Number two, lying spirits following their master, quote, a murderer and a liar, John 8:44, are still subject to the sovereign God, who can use even them for his purposes. 3. Because Ahab hated truth, God spoke through the prophets he would heed. Number 4. Even then, God revealed to Ahab the cosmic plan to entrap him. Thus, by one action, God authenticated Micaiah, warned Jeroboam, exposed the false prophets, neutralized the lying spirit, and exposed Ahab's stubborn and deadly unbelief. God at work.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.